Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome to Being Here.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And today we are talking about living a magical life.
Well, what's a magical life got to do with it? That's right.
That's good. Well, that's what we're going to be discussing today. But first, we have to let our listeners know that we finish each other's sentences.
Because otherwise we seem rude and crude.
And so just wanted to let you know that right up front so that you won't be disconcerted when we do.
Oh, you can if you like.
Nah.
Well, actually, that's a very integral part of living a magical life.
What?
Well, you have the opportunity at any moment to be upset by the circumstances of life not fitting the way you would like them to be. And so you can either get upset, resentful, cry about it, complain about it, punish people for it.
Withdraw your energy.
That's it. Take yourself away.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can include what happens in your life and keep going, not with a positive attitude, but no attitude at all.
Actually, a, quote, positive attitude is generally in reaction or resistance to a negative attitude. And that brings us right to the three principles of transformation. We like to go over these each show. And if you can listen, listening is the key to bring yourself into the moment. Listening with a beginner's mind to the three principles, your life will transform.
Most of us don't listen with a beginner's mind. A beginner's mind is something that they talk about in Zen, where you listen as though you're trying to learn what's being said. You really want to know it, and you know you don't know it. And so you listen with intensity and intentionality to hear what's being said from the point of view of the person who's teaching or talking. And most of us are proving we already know. And we're looking to see whether we agree with what's being said or disagree with what's being said. Or we listen to see whether what's being said applies to those things we're working on currently in our lives. And that isn't listening. Listening is when you are there to hear what's being said from the point of view of the person speaking. That, by the way, pulls you into the magical environment of the moment, because the moment is where all magic takes place. And I'm not talking sleight of hand. I'm talking a sense of well-being, in being well in your own skin.
So Shia was saying about greeting your life and listening purposefully, but not with a positive attitude. And I mentioned that positive is often in reaction to
negative.
And talking about the three principles in terms of that.
Or positive and negative are all about change.
Mm-hmm.
And transformation is not about positive or negative. Transformation is about things being exactly as they are without our resisting them.
Because what you resist
persists, grows stronger, and
dominates
your life.
I really see that. There are often people who are so concerned with having positive thoughts, for instance. They have no tolerance for thoughts. They have or ways of being, mechanical ways of being they have that are, they might consider negative. And so what they do is they push aside the negative aspects of themselves, and before you know it, they've created a dam, pressure comes, and they snap, and they become really unkind to either themselves or other people. So what you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life.
Well, you know what I find interesting about what you just said? You're talking about people's belief systems about good and bad and right and wrong. and how there are belief systems that people live by, and then there's the experience of living. And our experience of living is influenced by our belief systems, but it doesn't mean that our experience goes along with our belief systems. So, you know, you have all the craziness about molestation and the church. One is a belief system about doing good and not being bad and being positive, and the other is the reaction to resisting that which is the opposite of that.
So you mean, what you're saying is that a lot of the inappropriate actions for, by clergy, for instance,
right,
is the reaction to
the resistance to what they consider evil or bad.
Right.
And so, first principle, anything you resist,
correct,
which is your animal nature, for instance, will persist and dominate your life. It will show up in your life unbidden.
And second principle, you can only be exactly as you are
in any moment of now. So right now, you can only be exactly as you are, and there are no other possibilities. The moment shows up exactly as it does in each of our lives, moment by moment by moment by moment. And it's immutable, because once you see, life takes place only in the moment. And the future and the past are either a memory trace or a projection off into the future. But the moment is all there really is, and it shows up exactly as it does, and you can't do anything about it because it's already shown up.
Now, the third principle is anything you allow to be exactly as it is.
Exactly as it is. That means without judging it as good or bad or right or wrong, or wishing that it be different than it is,
allows it to complete itself. There was several shows back, we were doing one of the transformational parenting series, and if you haven't listened to that series, you should go back into the archives and find it, because it's really, really fantastic. On one of the shows, we had Josh and Laura Blau.
Aren't all the shows we do really?
They are.
Okay,
but we had Josh and Laura Blau on that show, and Laura was talking about how sometimes she just closes her mouth and screams to herself rather than giving way to her inappropriate impulses to throttle her kids when her children are misbehaving, rather than acting it out on them. And that really is the third principle, where you allow yourself to recognize that you have this upwelling of unkind thoughts. You let yourself experience it, and it completes itself, and then you're able to deal with the situation in a much more appropriate manner.
Right.
So we were looking at the ins and outs of living a magical life.
And it's not possible, really, unless you discover how to observe your life without judging yourself for what you see. See, our approach is anthropological. It's not psychological. So we're not interested in changing people's minds. We're not interested in fixing people and getting them better. We're interested in noticing how it is that we relate to life. And if you just start to notice how it is that you relate to life without judging yourself for what you discover, life becomes magical.
There's something I wanted to read about living a magical life from our book called Being Here, Modern Day Tales of Enlightenment.
It was just released this month.
Actually, last month it came out. It's been almost a whole month now. Isn't that amazing?
It came out when?
It came out last September.
This is... Yes.
So it's almost a month. It took, you know.
Time goes fast in my life.
And one of the things in Shia's linear nature doesn't track with him. And in the preface, we have a little dedication to our book. And I just wanted to read it to you all, because it sums up what it takes to live a magical life. And we've dedicated our book, and here's what we said: for all those who who enter upon the journey of self-discovery and have the courage to keep going. And for those who look beyond the intention of fixing themselves, to discover the magic in being of service, as that is what self-discovery is ultimately about. So taking care of other people, taking care of yourself, of course, looking at yourself, not judging yourself for what you see, sets you up to have compassion for others. And the challenge it is...
And compassion for yourself, because most of us are very, very hard on ourselves.
That is so true.
At least in the privacy of our own thought, we may try to put on a good show for everybody else. But the truth is, most people are very hard on themselves, and they learned it from the people they grew up around.
But if you are hard on yourself, then the people you are closest to, chances are you'll be quite hard on them as well, because once they are related to you, it's as if you have a conduit between you and them, and you will treat them the way you treat yourself. So learning and discovering how to have compassion for yourself and to forgive yourself for the things that you consider are your shortcomings is a very incredible way to start as far as living a magical life. There are some other key components to having magic. Do your lives ever go flat? You know, are you going about your life and you feel kind of flat in yourself and things aren't as vital as they are at other times? There's a couple places to look. One,
you have to look at whether or not you're being honest. And honesty is a very interesting thing because most of us are sort of honest. But sort of honest and honest aren't honest. See, if you begin by keeping your word, when you give your word to do something, that you actually keep it, that will bring magic back into your life. Otherwise, every time you do something or see something that you said you were going to do and didn't do because you didn't keep your word, it puts you to sleep a little bit. You have to close your eyes to it or avoid it, and you have to constantly keep making excuses to yourself as to why giving yourself reasons and rationales for why you're not keeping your word. And it befuddles your life rather than allowing it to be magical, rather than allowing for a state of well-being as a way of life.
And honesty isn't necessarily outward, as in, are you being honest about your finances, which is obviously one place to look. But honesty can also mainly be with yourself. Last month, we got an email from a friend of ours in Germany, and she let us know that she realized she hadn't been being honest. She was in a relationship that was suppressive, and the more she tried to make it work, the worse she did at work. And when she became honest with herself that it wasn't working, her life instantaneously turned magical again. And so that's a place to start looking at, whether or not you're being honest with yourself. And don't be hard on yourself for what you see. And if you've been kidding yourself, don't be hard on yourself for that either.
Yeah, be kind to yourself. That might be a good place to start.
Speaking of being kind to yourself,
we have a guest.
We have a caller on the line. We have Fernanda. You there, Fernanda?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us today?
Yes, I do. Actually, you are so right on. Some of the things that you were talking about was my question was.
You mean we answered your question already?
No. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
We're psychic, you know. We must have known you were there.
Absolutely. My question was what Ariel was talking about. Like, feels like life sometimes gets flat at moments. It's just certain chunks of time, and then it becomes magical again. And then I have other chunks of flatness.
When it's flat, Fernanda, You have to look at what you resisted.
Okay.
Because you may have gotten a telephone call from somebody and you didn't want to take it, or you didn't want to speak with this person. Does that ever happen for you?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
There are some key places to look. Shai says a telephone call. He's
could be an email. I just don't do email very much.
He's also talking, a lot of people have hot spots, for instance, with family. So a family member will email or call, and they may even leave a message. And a person may not want to answer that message. And when you resist it, you get lost. Or something may happen at work where you have a coworker that does something that you don't like or doesn't complete a project and you feel you need to address it, and you turn away from addressing it.
Because you don't want to make any waves, but then you start suppressing yourself everywhere.
And then the magic leaves.
Yeah. It feels like it's sometimes when things get quiet, like when I'm not busy enough, that's
mm-hmm.
when it feels like, am I doing something wrong? Why don't I feel it's bright? And, you know, but it may be that I haven't looked at an email or a communication with someone, but it feels like it's about...
Well, here's the thing, Fernanda. If you're using being busy to avoid something else, then when you stop being busy, that which you've been avoiding is going to be there. See, anything you resist sticks around. Anything that you allow to be the way it is, which doesn't mean you have to do anything about it, but you have to allow it to be the way it is without resisting it, then it dissolves, it completes itself, it disappears.
It's a little bit as if you're coming from the grocery store and you have a bag of groceries and you run into a friend on the street. You get engaged in the conversation. You forget all about the groceries. But once your friend goes, you still have the groceries to put away. They don't disappear. So as Shia said, if there are things that you are avoiding and you're using being busy to cover, once you slow down, those things will always rebob to the surface.
Rebob.
It's mainly a conversation. It's funny because when I'm engaged in something, it doesn't happen. But when there's like a period of rest or it's not as busy, I have this conversation that I'm not doing it well enough, that I'm wasting my time, like I'm supposed to be.
Well, you know, there's always a possibility, Fernanda, that you have to give up your battle with your mother.
Wow.
How did that feel? Hey?
Yeah, I...
Have you been fighting with your mom?
I saw my parents and I felt that we had a good conversation and I didn't feel we were fighting, but that doesn't mean we weren't.
Yes.
Well, it could be both parents as well. Doesn't just have to be mom.
I didn't know you saw both parents. I didn't even know you saw your parents. But usually when somebody resists somebody and has a vendetta with them of some sort where they feel that they were done to or done wrong, and most children, which people are, you know, everybody was a child, have parents, and they usually blame their parents for why they feel the way they do. And, you know, being a parent, I know that I can never do it right enough for my kids. It's just part of the nature of the beast.
So the thing is, transformation and living a magical life has to do with giving up your bratty nature. So if when you slow down, you have this conversation, as you say, that you're not doing well enough, and you know that conversation is going to be there, and you keep engaging it, then that conversation must have value for you. Rather than, oh, there it is again.
See, Ariel and I come from a very unusual school of enlightenment. You know, we've heard of different types of schools of enlightenment. One was Bankai's School of Enlightenment, which was a clear-eyed school. We come from the slack-jaw School of Enlightenment, where you see something that you've done and you go, huh.
You know, the interesting thing is we started this conversation, or at least earlier in this conversation, we were talking about listening to hear what another person says from their perspective. And my experience of you, Fernanda, is that you are determined that this is just a conversation that shows up when you are not active enough. So Shai and I gave you two other plausible possibilities, which you absolutely disregarded because they didn't fit in with your prior ideas. And interestingly enough, we have a screensaver on our computer, and our computer went on a little while ago, and whatever was loaded into the screensaver has started to play. So whether it's flying toasters or whether it's some sort of
Hydra
or whatever's pre-programmed in there. And lots of times people have gotten habituated to getting attention by being a failure.
Or having problems. Or things to work on in their life.
What if there's nothing wrong with you?
That would be great.
Well, maybe there isn't anything wrong. But, you know, you have to be willing to give up your vendetta with your parents, even though you didn't say you have one. I'm saying that. People are going to be afraid to call into this show from now on. but you have ideas that you are being right about how they could support you better.
I felt that I didn't anymore, but it's possible that I still do.
Traditionally, have you thought that your parents could do it better or different?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You see, you can either be right about them, or anyone else for that matter, or you can live your life without disagreeing with how life is showing up.
You know, it's interesting. Actually, what we are talking with you about here, Fernanda, and what we're meeting with you is something that really gets in the way of having a magical life and living a magical life, is this whole idea of, I thought I was over that. I thought I handled that. I was once. It's not there anymore. If you traditionally fought with one parent or another, or if you had certain mechanical behaviors, those behaviors are on tap. And when you get knocked off your feet, they will resurge and reassert themselves.
Well, about 20 some odd years ago, we were in Hawaii looking for a place to do workshops, and we went to this meditation center there, and there was a fellow there telling me, who showed us around to the grounds and all, and he was telling me how he's not angry anymore, and he used to be so angry. And I said, well, you're not really over your anger, because if you were, you would not even be having this conversation. And he got terribly angry with me. you see, people are trying to get over with things, and that's the first principle. Anything that you try to get over will stick around. Anything that you allow to be, and that's the word, be, not do, anything you allow to be will complete itself and lose its power over your life.
So you may want, Fernanda, as we're closing up here and getting ready to go to a break, I have a suggestion for you. Rather than assuming that any of your old behaviors are gone forever, that you start to neutrally look to see what's going on in your life and to take a look. And if your answer for why you have these behaviors were accurate, chances are it would have gone away by now. When you hit on the truth, your life transforms instantaneously and you're no longer dominated by it. We are going to be taking a break now. So for all of you, We have more to talk about, and we've just scratched the surface on living a magical life. So come on back, and don't miss
being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. For Spirit of Film Conversations, this is Randall Barrow. Hello, Seventh Wave listeners. I hope you'll join me each week as I explore how movies are changing the way we think, live, and dream. Spirit of Film Conversations showcases today's independent and visionary filmmakers and their personal and artistic journey to bring their vision to the big screen, television, DVD, or streaming video on the internet. Spirit of Film Conversations is also for people who make movies, whether the established film professional or the aspiring filmmaker. My show also celebrates the motion picture's unique ability to affect us emotionally, intellectually, even spiritually. So if you want to hear the real behind-the-scenes story of the most amazing and visionary films being made today and find out how you can use movies to empower you in your everyday life, join me each week on Spirit of Film Conversations every Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Also, check out my website at spiritoffilm.net to find out more about the movies I talk about each week. And thanks for listening to Seventh Wave Network, your online community for positive change.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. To Being Here, I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we're talking about living a magical life. And over the break, Ariel and I were talking a little bit about what it takes to have a magical life. And we came up with two words, forgiveness and compassion. And I don't know that most people realize that when they forgive somebody for something, it's as though they free themselves from getting angry, upset, and disturbed every time they think of that person. Forgiveness, in the dictionary, it says to give up the right to punish. Or, as with a debt, forgive means to have it be as though it never happened.
Most of us, even when we're forgiving something, we forgive it, but not really. It's like you forgive a debt. Okay, you don't have to pay me back that $10, but I'm going to remember forever that you borrowed it and then didn't return it.
So. Right, so that you're going to remember is not forgiving. It's forgiving is, you get some, it's like having amnesia, you know, you Alzheimer's, you know.
Without the downside.
Without the downside. With forgiveness, it's like it's over. It didn't happen. They didn't say it in a way that bothered you. And the other thing is compassion. And compassion is allowing for yourself to be the way you are without punishing yourself for being that way. It's allowing for other people to be the way they are without punishing them for being that way. It's knowing what it takes to be human and how difficult it is just to get through the day for most of us. Anyway, if you want to have a magical life, you have some compassion for yourself.
We have Joey on the line.
Compassionate and- Joey. Hello, Joey.
Hi.
Are you compassionate today?
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Then I'll talk to you.
Yeah, that's good. I actually wanted to talk to you guys today about having goals and aspirations in life.
Okay. What about goals and aspirations in life?
Well, I find that one of the things that takes me out of the moment and kind of keeps me from being present is when I'll see something that I want and then automatically I start to plan and work on trying to get there. So I really wanted to ask you, when you find yourself kind of trying to get somewhere and kind of you're out of the moment, what's a good way to get back on track and recenter yourself?
Well, what do you do, Joey? What kind of work do you do?
I'm an attorney.
So in order to become an attorney, didn't you have to have the goal to pass the bar exam?
Absolutely.
So the first thing, Shai and I want to point out, is that the goal...
Attainment of goals is not a bad thing.
And having goals is not a bad thing. So we don't want to suddenly, whilst we're having the conversation about being here and living in the moment, suddenly create an opposite, which is having goals. You can be present.
And have goals.
So, for example, a person who goes to the gym may have the goal to lose weight, become more fit. But obviously, if I'm looking to lose 10 pounds, I'm not likely to do that all in one shot while running on the treadmill in the gym.
Unless you lose an arm.
That's right, unless you lock something off. So you can be here, and using the treadmill as an analogy, you can actually be here moving with economy of movement, making each step so that it matters, as if you are professional at what you're doing, going about your life in this moment with excellence, and interestingly enough, it will also be moving you forward toward your goal.
Yeah, that's great. I think somehow in my mind I made a distinction between the two, and they're not really opposites. One thing I notice is that what I do is I compare a lot. Where I am is in comparison to the goal, and that's what creates tension and anxiety. But really, when I'm just really present, and a lot of the goals just happen effortlessly.
Well, you know, you've got to look at your goals too, Joey. If your goals are something that you put together as a child, they may no longer be appropriate for who you are as an adult. And if you're still trying to live up to those ideas as though when you attain them, you'll somehow feel well in yourself, if you don't already feel well in yourself, then there's no satisfaction there, even if you do attain your goals. See, attaining goals does not necessarily equate to satisfaction and well-being.
I was speaking to a woman, one of our clients last month, and she was talking to me about how she still wanted to be a rock star. And even the way she said the words rock star, it was well rehearsed and had nothing to do with the adult person I had come to know. This was an individual who works in a bank, is moving up in the echelons in the bank, becoming very, very excited about what she's learning there. And one of the things that I know is that her music gives her lots of pleasure, but she is absolutely has no intention to move forward to have that be her primary career. And I can tell by the actions she takes and yet she's still dulled by, or was still dulled by, this concept rock star that she put together when she was 7, 8, 9, 10, 13. Her parents were singers, but they were country western singers. She was going to do it better and be a rock star. And as she looked at it, she realized that being a rock star is like standing in a stadium full of people, and that really wasn't her intention in life. So the magic started returning when she identified that this goal she had was something that she was placing on herself from when she was a child, and she had not reexamined it. So it makes me wonder, that was kind of a long-winded explanation, but it makes me wonder what these goals are that you get so off-centered with.
Well, one of them now is I'd like to move out into my own place and buy something. Right now I'm renting an apartment in New York City with two other roommates, and you know, I set a goal for myself. Next year I want to move out and buy something on my own. And the whole challenge of saving money, am I going to be able to do it? That's really one of the goals I'm working on now, that when I get caught in that process, I think, well, how can I afford this? Maybe I should change jobs. It starts that kind of thought process.
Well, you know something, rather than spend your time working on how to produce something way off in the future, you might discover how to be more effective at work right now. So you produce more with less energy and effort because you're there while you're working, not working on how you're going to get the future to turn out the way you want.
Yeah.
See, if you really engage in what is, you'll become clear what your true heart's desires are, what your true goals are, and they begin to manifest themselves.
I'm not saying that you shouldn't get your own place. I think that's a great idea. However, that if that becomes your preoccupation, where you're spending time at work thinking about that rather than handling the brief you have to handle, then it's not very good for you.
Right, and that's what I've noticed happening.
So you can get lost where you waste time now thinking about some future something, and then it's no longer an asset, whatever that future something is.
Right.
You won't have that house a moment before you do.
And it won't make you happier.
That's right. That is for sure. You know, we used to rent a house up in Woodstock, New York. Very lovely little house overlooking the Shokan Reservoir. And then we bought a house in New Jersey. And after we moved into this house in New Jersey, which is a very lovely house, it seemed so too big for us. You know, and it was like, do we really even deserve this? You know, your mind will come up with something to make anything you're currently doing wrong. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
You know, it will compare, it will think about it. I should be here by now. I should have my own house. Do you like your roommates?
Yeah, I do.
Well, good. Enjoy them.
And the more you engage in what you have as if it's perfect, which it is because it's what you have in this moment, the more your world will expand and the more possibilities you'll be able to step into. When you resent what you have as if it's not enough and think that the next thing is going to satisfy you, that's when you cut your power out from underneath yourself, Joey, and there is no magic in that lifestyle.
Right. I think once you said the next thing, that really struck a chord with me, because that's when I've noticed that things are good and I'm enjoying it, and then I'll have a thought like, okay, what's next?
Aha!
Yeah, it's like a kid at Christmas with their presents under the tree. Look, Joey, we have to go to a break now, but if you want to hang out for a little until after the break, we can continue talking.
Sure.
Is that okay?
That's
okay,
great.
Come on back. We'll talk more about living a magical life with Joey. Don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Discover how to create the reality you desire, manifest your destiny, and find your authentic self. Meet your angels, teachers, and guides along the way. Explore how karma is created, how contracts can be cleared, and how to heal past life and ancestral pain to clearing your path toward ascension in this lifetime. Learn how to make this experience joyful and not frightening. Jean Adrian's book, Soul Adventures, is available for purchase on her website at Amazon.com and in your local bookstore. She also created a card deck, the Inner Speak Cards, which enables fast and simple karmic clearing sessions. They are available for purchase on her website at www.innerspeak.com. That's www.innerspeak.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we have as our guest Joey, and we're talking about living a magical life.
Before we talk a little more with Joey, I want to let everybody know that this Saturday, we're in London. We're doing a course on living the moment and not in your thoughts. If you're in the area, please come. And at the end of the month, October 25th, 26th, 27th, I believe it is, we're doing Living a Magical Life in New York. We'll be back in the States. Actually, it's the 26th, 27th, 28th. Excuse me, I was off by a day. And we'll be doing, of course, New York City, Living a Magical Life. And for those of you in the New York area, we'll be back soon. We do a Monday evening group on October 15th. So Monday Night Alive. So come on and join us. If you can make it to any place we are coming, it's an excellent place. It's a gymnasium. It's like a place where you can have fun and discover your life without working on yourself. So just wanted to take a moment to invite you all.
The other thing is our books are really wonderful. We have a new book that has just come out last month called Being Here.
Hard to forget that name since that's what you're listening to.
Right. Modern Day Tales of Enlightenment.
Go on up on Amazon.
And the other books that we've written are How to Create a Magical Relationship, which has won the Nautilus Book Awards and the Eric Hoffer Book Award for Best Book on Relationship this year. And our first book, Working on Yourself Doesn't Work.
So if you haven't got a copy, go on up on Amazon. Grab yourself some. You can come to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and join our email list. Get a podcast of the week and a newsletter of the month. And there's lots of fun, exciting things we're doing. So come on, join us on transformationmadeeasy.com. So, Joey, you still there?
Yes, still here.
Thanks for hanging out.
Sure.
So you were talking about you're looking at the next thing. It brings up a funny story for me. We were talking before the break with you about looking forward to the next thing. There was a time when Shai and I, our entire lives, were looking toward the next thing. And we went to Switzerland, and we were on vacation, and we decided that we were going to climb to the top of this mountain.
We were in St. Moritz.
Right next to St. Moritz, and we were going to climb the mountain there, and we were going to get to the top. And we went for it. But the thing is, it wasn't fun. We had this goal, and we were going to do it, and we didn't dress right, we didn't bring the right food, we didn't bring enough water, but we were going to do it because we had said
we
were going to do it.
And we were
going to
do it, so we did it.
We got up to the top of the mountain.
And lo and behold, that wasn't the top of the mountain.
It's just that you couldn't see the top of the mountain from the base of the mountain. The top of the mountain was...
another big mountain.
And we had to laugh at ourselves a little bit. We laughed at ourselves a lot more later. Because our idea of having to get somewhere, we didn't... have fun on the journey, because at that time we were so driven by goals and driven forward that we didn't enjoy ourselves or each other or the scenery. It was all a getting somewhere.
See, and you can live your life out of a formula of getting somewhere and having all the right stuff, all the right things, getting the right car, getting the right house, getting the right apartment, getting the right boyfriend or girlfriend. You can have as a goal all these things that you think will make you happy. But the problem is, when you get them, you still have you exactly as you are. The trick is to discover how to live your life in a way that your life is an expression of your well-being, rather than constantly trying to do it right or prove to yourself or others that you're doing well.
You know the biggest killer? One of the bigger killer, no, I don't know if it's the biggest, but one of the bigger ones, Joey, to living a magical life?
Okay.
Comparison. Comparing where you are to where you think you should be, or comparing where you are to other people.
Yeah, that's right when I feel myself... Like the story you said about climbing up the mountain, I notice something's off when I'm not having fun anymore. I'm not having fun at work. And comparison's a big part of that. Usually, for me, it's a lot. It's a comparison with where I am now to where I think I should be.
Right.
Yeah.
But I have a question. Do you, when you're not comparing, do you enjoy your job?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's neat. That's really neat. Not everybody can say that.
Right.
And I have a feeling that from time to time that there are people who you're surrounded with who have an idea of where they should be going, and you can catch that concept like the flu.
Wow, okay, that's interesting.
Say that again?
I said, oh, that's really interesting. I hadn't even looked at that.
Well, you know, human beings are not as individual as we'd like to think we are. We are communal animals that have forever survived out of community. And fitting in is important. You know, these days we're much kinder and gentler to people that are different. But it wasn't very long ago that if you were different, you would be eliminated. You know, burnt at the stake. Anybody who believed differently than what the agreed upon way to look at life was eliminated.
Well, it's even happening nowadays. You have the wrong religious sect or splinter of a religion, and that's why you're having genocide in so many different countries. they're trying to get rid of the people who think differently. Not to devolve into something political here, but you are totally capable, susceptible
to, oh, that's where we're going, right? You are totally influenceable by the thought processes of people around you. You pick it up. You don't realize they're your that the thoughts you're thinking may not be your own.
You may want to play a game with yourself, Joey, and the game is this. To play for this week, it's a one-week game, as if this is the only job you're ever going to have, the only apartment you're ever going to have, if you have a car, the only car you're ever going to have, and with the assumption that, obviously, the car is not 10 years from now going to be totally decrepit, but invest in where you are as if this is the home, this is the pair of pants, this is perfect. It's not that someday you will discard this and move on, and obviously you will. When the pants wear out, you'll discard them and move on. But there's something about investing in where you are as opposed to constantly acquiring. You willing to play the game for a week?
Absolutely, yeah, that sounds great.
Great. So if you start thinking about where you're getting and whether or not you can buy a place, let's not even think about that this week. This week is just about really getting into where you are and being here. Thanks for being with us here today, Joey.
Yeah, thanks,
Joey. Thank
you
guys very much.
And you all can do that as well. Play the game of living a magical life.
Play the game of that where you are in this moment is perfect, and see what happens.
And we'll come back next week. Give us a call. You know the number, and you can listen to it. You can find it on our website, the call to call in, the number to call in case you forget. And our website is transformationmadeeasy.com. Come on back and tell us how investing in living your magical life, what's happened for you this week. Come on back, and don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.